successful players, and a friendly hello to all my demoting siblings. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is a recap of this week in Dominion Games. This is the episode for May 10th, 2021. A very happy belated victory day to all of you, s Dniom Pobiedy. And this week's nail polish is creating memories. Now, I ran a quick poll on the Discord to see if you would guess the color, and congratulations to Not Too Bad, who was the only one to guess the correct color. It is purple. So this is the first off-season episode for season 45, and you know what that means. A full rundown of every single promotion. Woohoo! I'll give you the rundown after the regular episode, so those of you who don't really want to listen to 10 minutes of names can still enjoy the episode and then happily tune off. Now, as you might have read on Discord, for the second off-season episode next week, I'll be interviewing McSenek, which, what? I'm very much looking forward to this. I've already collected some helpful pointers and questions from some of you. But again, if you have anything you'd like me to ask Mick, send me a DM at Strumpf on Discord. Preferably questions that are Dominion related, but then again, not necessarily. If you want your DMs to be considered, best send them in by Wednesday. And I'll also link Mick's interview for the 2018 championships in the show notes if you want to prep too. So let's get this thing going. All our diligent League A players finished their matches in time. Crabcat 2 snatched another win this week against A Honda, securing their stay in A Division. J Nails won against Tracer, but lost against Honda in a spectacular peasant cage match. And finally, NA Smith 99 won against Sycamatic. So what does it all mean? Well, A Honda and Sycamatic sadly demote this season, while the championship will either go to Recycle Garbage or NA Smith 99. JNails, Crabcat 2, and Tracer will stay safely in A. Moving on to B. There is still one last match in B1 left to play, but it will not change the fact that Johns is promoting this season. After another two long matches this past weekend, Johns was able to pull through, so congratulations. And in B2, Akuchi was able to rake in half a win more than Sam E and is thus promoting to A as well. We'll hopefully see the B League Championship match between our two winners soon. They're supposed to be playing sometime during the next 2 weeks. Lemon Spawn will be promoting from C1. The last match to be played in his division will not affect this. Singlety, who is currently heading C2, might still be caught by Nerdbound, who has to finish one last match. Kazumaru 0828 will be promoting from C3, no matter the outcome of the last four remaining games left to be played. And in C4, Shanahan held tight to the top position and is promoting to B next season. Congrats, everyone! In D1, the last match left to play between Topher1588 and Blissful Maestro, who have been one-upping each other these past couple weeks, will decide who is going to promote out of the current top three. Andas is currently leading D2, but there are still two matches left to play, so it's all still very much out in the open. Sir Lucasen is still holding on to that number one spot in D3, but there are 1.5 matches left to play, so the second promoting spot is as of yet undecided. And in D4, SweetJohn33 and Gordu are promoting to C. For some reason, in my last episode, Shanahan ended up in both C4 and D4, I think, so sorry about that, Sean. I only saw that in my script earlier today. Moving on to E, Mort and Vogelm both ended up with 21 wins in E1, but because Mort won their head-to-head match, Mort is promoting to D. In E2, one last match remains to be played, but it is not going to change the fact that Jimmy will very narrowly promote to D next season. Crazy Merlin is promoting from E3 after losing a total 5 out of 30 games. 5. In E4, Wendel54 promotes to D, as we've reported last week. ZSZ is safely promoting from E5. Fullwagon reclaim the promoting spot in E6, and in E7, Jant Grizz held strong to first position and thus promotes to D next season. Congratulations, everyone. Well played. Now, as I've mentioned, I will continue shouting out the promotions in F to J tiers at the end of the episode. And now I'm moving on to size games. Big games round 4 saw Bexor, Folivora, Minion Pawn, and Cyrusk winning their matches, and a tie between Shaunahan and Le Chaton Noir. There was quite some excitement about who was to advance to the elimination bracket because of a three-way tie between Shaunahan, Halo Andy 007, and Minion Pawn, but Halo Andy and Shaunahan made it. Halo Andy will be playing Bexor, who was on top of the rankings with 11 wins and 5 losses total. Shaunahan will be meeting Folivora for the second playoffs. In medium games, Mech Attack 2 was joined by Yulu and Nietzsche Thais, maybe, at the top of the overall ranking with 3 wins in 4 for each of them. And Mego has already finished all of their matches and can now sit back and watch the others play out. And for small games, so the 10th installment has finally come to a close with Malta taking away the crown in the finals match against Cat Dome Bar. Congratulations to Malta! In Small Games 11, Aerith is still heading the overall rankings while everyone is getting in their matches. Only 2 matches left for a Cardamom group, and the other groups are taking it a little bit slower. So in Base Space, in a very unexpected turn of events, I won the quarterfinal last week and advanced to semis against Hobojohn 9000 that was in the semifinals. We had a fun match that I lost 1-3, so Hobojohn 9000 is representing the green tier in Base Space finals. Their opponent is SweetJohn33, who won their match against Derpa this morning in a holy moly intense semi-final that was quite the nail biter. So Hobojohn 9000 will be playing against SweetJohn33 hopefully soon, and then yeah, I'd be happy to play some more Base Space. I really enjoyed it, as I've already said last week. Moving on to Zeprix's Grand Prix. Cider01 is currently leading Group A, followed by one of our League Championship finalists, NA Smith 99. Bexor and Jnails are the current number 1 and 2 in Group B. Limetime and Recycled Garbage are in the leading half of Group C. Speedy Hakka3 is in the lead of Group D with Marcos in preliminary second. Chashu and Shaunahan are in the upper half of Group E. Group F is led by El Hablador and Silly Potter. In Group G, there has only been one match so far, and in Group H, none at all. So for my personal week in games, I already shared my Base Space experience with you. I loved it. I also played my final league match this past week and I had a blast. It was so much fun. We tied. I will be demoting and that's fine. I feel like I've played to the best of my abilities and yeah, so I'll just see what next season will bring. I also played a couple friendly games against Jackdaw and Beentian this past week. Of course, against Jekyll. It was maybe more of a coaching session, but they were very, very nice and talking me through everything. And yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you, Jekyll. And yeah, it was so cool to play some games against Bintin as well, because it's been a while, and Bintin is, yeah, my Dominion big sister, I'd say. I love you, Bintin. You are so great. Now, as I have mentioned, this is the first off-season episode for season 45, and as you might or might not remember, the very first episode of this little podcast was technically the second off-season episode for season 44. So, I don't know, we've come full circle. This has been a full season now, and I thought I might take a moment to share some of my reflections on the pod with you. The first thing I wanted to share is that this is a thing now for me, and it's a thing that makes me really happy. Posting on Discord doesn't come easy to me. I do very much enjoy reading it, but I find it hard to post on there myself. So the pod is kind of my way of interacting with you, with the community. And so far, the response has been overwhelmingly positive, and I am truly grateful for every single interaction I've had with you, kind listeners, since I started this. Secondly, some thoughts about the power responsibility thing. I know that with this pod, I've created some sort of a platform for myself, and I just want to be extra careful with my framing. News is never just news, it's all about the way it is framed, and I am aware of this, and I'm trying to be mindful of this. Like, when I say someone is my favorite commentator, it doesn't mean they are doing the best commentary objectively. When I say I enjoy someone's voice, it doesn't mean they have the best voice. It's just like my personal subjective opinion. But I am aware that if I say this, I'm putting it out there, and people might, I don't know, create narratives around that. So what I'm trying to say is, first and foremost, I want to celebrate the game, and I want to give credit to our players. What I don't want to do is highlight defeats, or sprinkle salt into wounds, or create narratives of failure, if you know what I mean. And I'm addressing this mostly to my dear A Division players, because I'm covering your matches most closely. So if you ever feel like I'm overstepping, by all means, feel free to talk to me about it. Thirdly, since I already mentioned my extremely secret Dominion crushes, on that topic, I am a very affectionate person, and I do love me some banter, and this, from my end, it's all in good faith. This community is making me very happy, and a way for me to express this is through my words, and through lots and lots of heart emojis, and through terms of endearment. But I understand if this is coming off too strongly for people, or maybe even inappropriate. And so I would like to encourage you to hold me accountable in this regard as well, should I be overstepping. What I am aiming for is flattery, and I certainly don't wish to make anyone uncomfortable. And then the last thing, and I'm trying not to be emotional, is that last week, Truffles sent me a message, and this really, really meant a lot to me. So, thank you, Truffles. And now we're moving on to the preview. The calendar has thinned out since the season officially ended. But as I've mentioned, there are still a couple matches left to be played. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 19 UTC, we'll have a League D match between Heth and Jerry Dot. Then Wednesday, midnight, Earl will play Firkhole for League C. At 19 UTC, Burning Skull will play PP, 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 PP. At 19:30, we'll have a League C match. The last, I think, four games, AssembleMe v Namek. And that's pretty much it. The base space finals have been scheduled for next Sunday, 17 UTC. Suijin 33 v Hobojang 9000. Cool. Couple of Grand Marché Grand Prix matches on the weekend. And yep, feels like that's it for the moment. Now it's time for Spec Chat. The weather has not treated me kindly last week. I had three appointments canceled because of some minor rainstorms, and two of those were training sessions. I couldn't do my sports. And so I try to compensate by dancing to music I like. And I came up with a couple literal lip syncs. I'm sure there is a better term for it, but it's basically a lip sync. But if you try to kind of do a literal translation of all the lyrics, so if they sing something like "Look into my eyes," then you would kind of do the "I'm looking at you" thing. And this is a lot of fun. And I found out my three favorites to do literal lip syncs for: The Killers, "When You Were Young," Walk the Moon, "Shut Up and Dance," and Hayley Kiyoko, "Curious." And that's what I wanted to share. So this is the point, dear listeners, where you can safely turn off the episode if you are not interested in hearing all the promotions and F to J tiers of this league season 45. I will catch you all next week for our second off-season episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you then. Okay, let's do this. I will start at the bottom and we will move ourselves up the pyramid. Promoting from J Division are Hamarante and Cromulus, MSP0425 and NCAA Ref 21, Alice Satt and Try Try Again, Stathy and Super Nick, Shayla and the Penguin Co, The Blue Machine and Not Rocket Science, NSR and Kyle C, The Educator and Mr. Met 24, Kenimator and Bubuckley 2, Taste Humanity and John Boy, Beastemo 23 and Mussbaum, Joe E and Dave Dude, Liliana 294 and De Kretschmar, Pirate Mafia and Dumb Onion, Small Intestine and Splattered Bits, Margaritaville and Wardo 91, CF6 and Quanv, Renga 69 and MIDI 2312, Steve, Jacob and Ursblank, or Ursblank, JDEgan 6 and Forkame 4, JK777 and Mel 1234, Will Moot and RB70 RB70, Smittle and Caspar, Color 277 and Annalore, Lindini and Gus, or Gas. Congratulations everyone for promoting to I next season. Now the players who are promoting from I to H are JSKN and DFO David, Ebrots and the Chris Meadows, Shylex and Aglet, Erin Molly and NKB652, Lavender Cello and Deblow Slim, Conundrum of Esoterica and AJLA28, Black and Gold Oz and HMAC Attacks, Wales Forever and 6K3W7IV5TG28. Promoting are also Two Shooter and Boney Danza, Euquidus and Trollololololololololololol. Promoting are PB Arson and Bobo McBob, Pierre Pans and Kretschte, Aaron 7989 and Gagan 94, CD Loomis and Mando Glick, Cyber 28 and Kruskin, Chris Mertens and Ellie Whitaker, Mirandi and Seb Esperanto, Gibonk and Nixi, Skylar 602 and the Dark Lord, Rifus Hungaria, maybe? Rifus H-U-N, and Griebst, Jay Whistle and Roanba, and now we are in H tier. So congratulations to everyone I've just shouted out. Congratulations on promoting to H. Promoting from H are iMonster, Krupp Masterflex, LT Mad, ZK1, ZK1, Steelers 987, R. Bailey, Yelil, Seafred, Kangawu, Alex Smith Backwards, Meixwal, Taimai Shoelace, Zev is Great, Dexter's Lab, Mithrix, Mind Freak, DDX Frog, Frasco from My Division, who, by the way, played so good. Like, wow. Frasco has a win rate of 80%. Lost 6 games. Promoting are also Caveman Rod and Mike D1991. Congratulations to everyone I've just shouted out for promoting to G next season. And promoting from G are Af Af Af, and say it with your chest, Abraham 190137 and Jason 15, Noxba and Xalexa, Beastbar 29 and Derpion, Mordio 3 and MJ Will Get You, Grass Wonder and WJ11, Ali and Alunik, Orthologist and Healthy Duck, and Alipata and Three Line Whip. Congratulations to promoting to F. You are all awesome. And look at us, we're already in the F tier. So promoting from F this season will be Z Wade, Smelly44, Daniels, Ultimate Geek, Winking Owl 123, J True Piano, Leonard H, Jackdoll, Cyrusk, and the promoting player of F1 is still to be determined. So congratulations to all of you. I hope you had a blast. I hope the season was fun for you. And for all of you faithful souls out there who are still listening, and I assume it's at least Jekyll and Julia, I love you, you are awesome! But for everyone out there who has been listening to all this, I want to reward you for your patience, by sharing one of my lip sync choreos with you. And you can choose which one. So, there is When You Were Young by The Killers, Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon, and Curious by Hayley Kiyoko. You might want to check them out and then DM me to let me know which one of those you'd like me to perform. Julia, du weißt, wie du mich erreichen kannst. And then I'll do the lip sync for the song that gets the most requests. You might also want to thank Jekyll for bringing up the idea of a reward for the patient listeners. I'll be thinking about the technical side of this endeavor later, but it's gonna be epic! And with that, we have officially reached the end of the episode, and I want to thank you again for tuning in. You can always find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, Strumpf. And I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye!